Bez Hashem, continue in Mishra Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Ches, and this is share number 95. We continue with the discussion of the Batim. And we had mentioned that the Halacha L'Moshe Min Sinai, both for the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish, that the tefillin have to be squared, Murbois. So we continue with that theme, where the Mechaber tells us tzarich l'arbeya mokam moishavon v'gam habatim. You have to make sure the place where the tefillin rest, which means on the titura. What is the titura? So if you take a look at this picture over here, here is the titura. The titura is this outer area of the square. That's the titura. That has to be squared. And the batim, bayis means house. What is the house for? It houses the cloth. It houses the cloth, the parchment. That's why it's called a bayis. So the bayis and the titura. And the part that the ritsu, the strap, goes through, that is called the ma'avarta. Ma'avarta. Okay? Now, let's take a look here in Sifkan Kufayin Ches, where he says the gama batim. The batim also have to be square. We said, mentioned the stitching all has to be square. And once again, I don't know if you did it yet, but take a look at your tefillin underneath. And take a look at your tefillin on top. And make sure the stitching is all properly squared. And if it's not, and there's a shayla, make sure you ask the shayla to a rav. And then the next step would be to have it fixed, if it needs to be fixed. Sifkat and Kufayin Ches. The loyke moish noigin tzaz lasos shel yad agula b'roisha yirak shemera beya titura melamato. Not like some people do, and nobody here has ever seen this, but he's saying that apparently this was something that was done, the Magen Avraham brings this down, that they would make the top of the tefillin round. Round. They would round it out. Like in this picture over here, they would round out the bias. You see how it's rounded?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. That's what you're saying. Don't make it round like that. Bein shel yad or bein shel roish yu merubayim. Both the shel yad and the shel roish have to be merubayim. V'hakavana b'hashel roish. What does it mean when Michelle would say the shel roish? We're in the top of the page of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Ayin Ches. The kavana is kisha ha'arba batim yachad yu miruboim. The four batim themselves should be squared. Not each one individually. Not each one individually, but all four together have to be properly squared. Okay. Further, v'ribua habatim sarich liyois b'chol meshech gavon, and the squareness. If there's a better word to use than squareness, let me know. The whole height as well has to be properly squared. And it has to be intrinsically squared, not like you're squishing it after the fact. It has to be made into the proper form of the square originally. Here are some other pictures. That you see like a dome bias. You see this? This is what we mentioned earlier. You can't have it like a dome look. It has to be properly squared.
Don't they grind things down or polish things down though?
When they make it originally, they definitely put in that press.
Uh-huh.
And you know, nowadays we have these big machines that squish it.
And it wasn't formed yet. You could press it
while you're processing it. Yes, definitely. While you're processing,
yeah.
And as we had mentioned yesterday, we want it to be out of one piece material. Ideally, it should be one piece, not that you're sewing or gluing. Remember we discussed that yesterday, right? You want to take one proper size piece, which is something that the professional has to know how much of the skin of the animal, the hide of the animal, is he using to make this right size tefillin, because they're different sized tefillin. On a separate point, just to mention that the Mishra did encourage us not to get larger sized tefillin. In life, you think, especially when you're doing a mitzvah, you know, there is a hiddur to some degree to get a larger sized mezuzah. I remember I went to Rav Matisseo Salman once, and at the entrance to his door, it was my first time I ever saw something. It was like a 12-inch mezuzah. It was like a foot. The size of Megillah, the cloth of Megillah. That's really makes an impression. By tefillin, you don't want that. You do not want large size tefillin, the batim, and the reason for that is because it's hard to keep it in the right spot. That's what the problem is. The Mishra has mentioned in the past.
On your head
or your arm, yes, because it has to be above the original hairline, as well as on the muscle on your yad. And if it's too large, it's just almost impossible. He says this is one of the major problems of having tefillin are too large. Back on top of the page where the Ramaz says, top line, Aval al goiva habatim. Regards to the goiva, the height of the batim, ein lahakbidim hu yoyser mirachban v'archan. We're not so concerned if it doesn't have to be like a cube. There's no mishra on this, so he says further, asam mirubois v'achas man niskalko ribuon. Okay, here's a situation which comes up. He made them properly. He made them squared. And over the course of the years, they got ruined. What's the story now? Do they have to be, you have to purchase new tefillin, or can they be fixed? There's an opinion that says you have to fix it. And you should make sure that all the arabatim, meaning all of the four chambers, should be the same size and height. You don't want to have one of them protruding higher than the next. That's not the way to make the tefillin.
That would be a square.
So it wouldn't be a square, but not only that, you might say, well, each one is a proper square, but it's a little higher. That's incorrect. All four together had to create the proper square. Let's take a look over here about if you made it the proper size originally, and then it got niskalka, it got ruined. Says the Mishra Sifkat and Kufayin Tess, niskalka ribuon, kigoyin shenisma'akmu habatim, it got warped, got crooked. Zeh pointing lemizrach, v'zeh pointing lemayrav. One's pointing to the east, one's pointing to the west. You had the place there?
I'm following.
Okay. Or niskalkel chudei habatim, or the points. Niskalkel chudei habatim legarmi anshinas ogul. The points got damaged to the point where it's rounded. Right? You see over here. This is something that happens sometimes. I have seen this, that the batim actually split open a little. That's a problem. Or of course, you don't want, if it's not squared and becomes a little rounded, all these are problems that have to be dealt with.
Problem or make it, doesn't make it possible.
Oh yeah, makes it possible.
Oh yeah.
Makes it possible. Yeah. Makes it possible.
Yeah.
Now, when I say makes it possible, it makes it possible. However, how do you define if it's a problem or not? In other words, what you might call rounded, he might call, no, I see it's a squared off section. I can see it's like a corner. That's where you have to bring it to the cipher and say, is this corner a problem? So to you might be a problem, and the cipher will say, it's absolutely kosher. But now that you're here, I'm going to sharpen it. I'm going to fine tune it. You hear the difference? So that's why, yes, these are problems that make it possible. But let's not pass it on our own, because we're learning these halachas, we need the shimush. That's why you go to Rakukovsky, or you go to the Seifrim, the Batemacher, and you get them fixed properly.
Shemesh means what?
Shemesh means the practice. You have to have, like an apprenticeship, right? The doctor, he doesn't just go to medical school and start doing things. He has to go through the whole residency, right? Right.
What's the root of that word?
The shamish, to serve.
Yeah.
The shamish, to serve. Like a shamish in a shul. Yeah. Okay, he says further. Oishin skalkel hatitura oyat tfira o ad she ibdu ribuon. Or the titura mentioned is the place that the bias rests on. If that got ruined, that wasn't squared, or the stitching is not. If you look down here, the stitching is not properly squared either. It's sagging down. All these cases, you have some problems. If you take a look at this tefillin, this is not uncommon. This is what we discussed yesterday. What we're looking at for those on the audio is the bottom of the tefillin shel roish is warped.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how does this happen? This happens because the person takes a shower. He has here the sweat. Well, sweat is another way. But a person who commonly takes a shower on a daily basis, right before he davens, he comes to daven with wet hair, then he puts his tefillin on his head. You don't need the perspiration to do the job. His hair is wet. It's mamish wet. You know, I see people come to shul with wet hair. And then they put the tefillin on their head. You know, the same way, you're not going to pour day after day a cup of water on your leather couch.
Right. It delaminates.
I think it more...
Sifkan Kuf Pei, he says even the Skalka Ribuan, Yesh Mi Shoimish at Sarich Laravan, if it got ruined, there's an opinion that says you have to fix it. So it's interesting, Lashon, once again, there are those that say you have to fix it. You would think, well, what's the question?
Yeah.
How could you wear tefillin that were originally good, but not good now? That doesn't help anything that I made them well, and 5 years later they got ruined. So I'm going to say, well, originally when I put them on, when I by my mitzvah at 13, that was good. What happened? You know, you banged against the wall. It says the Mishnah Rura, the Kevin the Ribuan who halacha Moshe Sinai b'chol shaito b'inon shiur merubon mikomokem min tzarich lemadadon b'chol yoyim im ribum kayam. So he says it's a halacha Moshe Sinai. This is what we've learned. It's a halacha Moshe Sinai that the tefillin have to be squared. End the conversation. Nonetheless, you don't have to go measure them every day. That you don't have to do. You don't take out your ruler and measure them every day. Because we can rely on what? The chazaka. Status quo. They were kosher yesterday. They were squared yesterday. So they're squared today as well. There's no question about it. In this akim atitura, now if the titura became warped like in the picture I showed you, right? In the akim atitura, af shebe'etzem hu meruba, even though intrinsically it is squared, rak machmes ha'is akmus, hatitura niris kimoi she'enem meruba, yachzav yisakin. So he says like this. The titura is the where the bias rests. If the titura is warped, so that it looks everything else is off kill over there, right? It's not straight. Nonetheless, so you might say, well, really it is straight. It's just that the base is not straight. It warped a little. That also should be fixed. So if your titura starts to warp, you should fix that as well. Yachzer Yisakin, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Pei Beis. He concludes over here in the Ramah. V'yaseh kol ha'arba batim b'shove. Make all of the four batim equally. Shlo yeh echot godlu mechaveroi. That you should not have one of them larger, wider than the next. Okay, not in height, because then that wouldn't be square, but in width. So here's a picture where you don't want one of them to be wider than the next. They should all be the same thickness. So what's the chiddush in that? The chiddush is we know that the parshiyos are not all the same. The length of the parshiyos are not all the same. So you might think, okay, so it doesn't matter. Here's, you see a thicker one over here in the middle. So you might think that it doesn't matter. No, you want each one, the width of each of the batim should be the same, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Kuf Pei Beis. But Yevet afilo echad rachov mechaver kosher, even if one is wider than the next, it is still kosher. We continue on to Sif Mem. Or habatim mitzvah so you say shachar. The or habatim, the skin of the batim, is a mitzvah to do them, to make them black. Vayin lekamon nesim lamin gimel. Chritz shebein bayis labayis. Tzarech sheyagia ad hatefer. The chritz, the indentation, that separation between one bayis to the next, it should go all the way down. Tzarech sheyagia ad hatfar, to the stitches, all the way down to the stitching on the bottom. And if it didn't come down all the way down to the bottom, it is still kosher. It is still kosher. V'imloi egia kshera, v'hu sheyeh nikar hachritz, just as long as you can see the chritz, k'dei sheyeh, sheyu dalet roshel nirin lakol. That the dalet roshel, the four top parts, should be visible to everyone. They see it separate bottom. So let me just show you some pictures on this. Here's a picture where this is what it's supposed to look like. Here you have the chritz, the lines going all the way down to the titura. Here's a picture where it's not coming all the way down to the titura. You see the difference? It stops like around midway over there. Take a look at that, please. So that's what you're saying. If it was like that, that didn't come down all the way, it is still bidyevid, it is still kosher. Let's go back here. You see how many details go into making the tefillin properly.
Where was that picture?
Yeah, let me show. Yeah, let me bring that back here. So here is, this is the way it's supposed to be. Oh, what page it on? It's on page 196. 196.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Samach has a safer as well. You see the top number one on page 196?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one we're discussing here. Okay, so the Mishra says in the previous page, Sifkat and Kuf Pei Gimel, we said that the Ara Batim Mitzvah La'asoy Say Shachar. The Batim should be black. It's a mitzvah to make them black. V'kol Shekein, She'edatik HaShin Yeh Shachar. V'lefamim is even more so, you should make sure that the shin is black. The shin on the tefillin shorosh on both sides had to be black. And sometimes it happens, v'lefamim machmas roiv yoshnoi, Niklaf menu hashachrus. Sometimes because of its age, so the blackness gets peeled off a little. And you see this sometimes. And I just want to tell you something. We do this on a regular basis, whether we wear talis or we just our tefillin, or talis and tefillin, if you have the minute to wear talis. Sometimes we don't realize that we have to take a step back and look at the tefillin. Not just put them on with the proper kavan and make a bracha. And a suggestion is, every few months on around Rosh Chodesh time, tell yourself, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. Train yourself. Just take a look at the tefillin. Do they need to be blackened somewhere? Is there a question that I have to ask a sofer? Sometimes, by the places where it's, let's say, when you make your ksharm, you're not by the tefillin shel yad, when you're holding and you make it, that is very prone to get worn out, and it needs to be blackened more. Sometimes when you put your tefillin shel yad next to the tefillin shel rosh in the bag, in a zekel, that's where the two rub together sometimes. That section needs to be blackened a little more. So we just, if we don't take a few months at a time throughout the year to take a look at it, we could go years sometimes with problematic tefillin. I'm not going to say not kosher. I don't want to say that. But definitely could be problematic. And sometimes, unfortunately, it could also not be kosher. Okay, back inside. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to make them black. It sounds like it's a mitzvah to make a black. But if I didn't make a black, it's not a problem. It sounds strange to us, right?
Yeah. But there's matte black and there's shiny black.
We're not talking about the different shades. You have dozens of shades. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Black, you know, if somebody, like your jacket looks from this distance, looks black to me, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. That's black. You know what? His jacket from Adalia, it's a different color black. And Reb Nachum, I think maybe it's a charcoal black, mm-hmm. right? There's all different shades of black right here. That's a little more gray.
Right.
Yeah. Which is very nice, but it's not black. Yeah. right? So saying black is black, right? But it sounds like he's saying the Mechaber, doesn't have to be black, Lechatchila. And Lechatchila, to make it black, but if it's not black, let me say it like this. Lechatchila should be black, but if it's not black, it's not going to be ma'akiv. That's what the words say. Mash dibidyevit ain't likuva. V'yesh poiskim, this v'yilu, duha lochem, which you see in that kima yiritsuas, ulikuvu, afilu bidyevit. No, says the Mishmur, there are those places that are very machmen and say, no, it's a halachal mash yisinai. Just like the ritsuas had to be black. The ritsuas is nothing to talk about. So to the tefillin, the batim had to be black as well. V'bir agro mash yishum mitzadid kein halacha, that the tefillin, the batim have to be black. That they should all be black. Unless in a place that's not possible, you can rely on those alinea opinions. You hear this? Make sure you put on a tefillin. What happens if the tefillin aren't blackened? What happens if the bias is not blackened? But the evidence, you can still put it on. Definitely put it on. That's exactly what he's telling us. And that's perhaps the lashon that he says over here, mitzvah. Mitzvah what? Mitzvah la'asoy say shachar. It's a mitzvah to make them black. Okay? So you have a bidyevit. So what's a bidyevit here? Let's say you see that it's not some part of your tefillin, your bias, is not blackened right now. Now, by the ritzuas, we're going to be much more machmir. By the ritzuas, is much more strict.
Yeah.
The ritzuas are the straps.
Yeah.
Shachar, black. Vashachrus ha'toiv yoyser sh'yeh v'tseva shachar sh'ein bay mamish klal. It's better to have the blackness without any viscosity, any mamoshes to any bay mamish klal. V'atfilin yushachoyim rag b'chazus ba'almut. It should look black. I think what he's trying to say, I'm not trying to say, I think what he's saying is it shouldn't be glossy.
It shouldn't be glossy.
No, tefillin aren't glossy. The bias not glossy. The ritzuas, the straps, they're glossy. They're shiny. But you don't see the bias. It's not glossy, right? It's just black.
Well, sometimes when they touch it up, though, you scratch it or something, and they touch it up with a sort of...
That's true. You're saying is true. It's correct. That's the little ink that we have, or the marker. That is true. That does give a little shine to it. But it shouldn't have. It says here that's totally fine, by the way.
Rabbi, can I just ask you a question?
Says Mishra further in Sifkan Kuf Peihei. Mikom Malkim Hamashchirin b'min glantz sheyesh lekolfei. Those who like glaze it. I think he's saying here. They blacken it. And you can't peel it off. Afal pi sheichelon lahosim in a klaf. Are they pirurin dakin? Ein lahachmer b'diavad. He says even though you can remove, if you chip away a little, are they pirurin dakin through little pieces? Ein lahachmer b'diavad. We don't do machmer b'diavad if they did use this glantz. Vayim b'mashik asadnu b'sif memches bi'ar alocha shem per megodim shadati gamkein adein lahachmer b'zeh. We won't be machmer with this glance type of covering of ink. Achein, mashechidshu soifres manein shmashchirim beticho shechilun lekloif b'shleimus mikolt sad min atfilin mitzuroso kimoi near shachar. Zeh apostle. Seems like he says here there was this new thing that came in those days, a few hundred years ago. So he's really saying it's not from the Mishmeru's time, it's really from the Chayadam's time, which is going back around 250 years ago. Of some type of like black paper that you can place onto it. I think that's maybe what he's referring to. He says, "Mashechidshu soifres manenu." The new soifer wanted the soifer wanted to make this new idea. Shemashchirim beticha, you could smear it on. Sheichedel nikloif b'shleimus, you could like peel it on in one piece from all sides. It's rusting in my near. It's like a paper. Like a black paper, I'm thinking like a wallpaper type thing. You know, you peel off the glue on the right.
It's a facade.
But it's not intrinsically. It's not painted. Zeh apostle. That he says is apostle. Says the Mishru Sifkan Kuf Pei Vav that I only come on. Take a look later on. Simon Lamed Gimel. That's our next Simon. That the Ramah goes to the opinion of the Mechaber over here. The Rak Mitzvah Ba'alma Olafimah Shikasavnu Bo'ez Kufay Dalad Yesh La'ayim B'zeh. He's discussing in regards to the Batim, if it's just a mitzvah like Mechaber says, or it's Leikuva, or if you don't make it black. So the Ramah agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that it's a mitzvah, which means that if it's not black, but the Yevit is still kosher. There are others who disagree, as we said, discussed a minute ago, that really it should be black, just like the Ritzuah should be black. So Mitzvah Shem will pick up from Sifkat and Kuf Pei Zayin in the next shir.